You never use grist for a part load or something like that of a wood. Would you ever say grist of wood? Could you say that?
No, yeah, no. I'd like to say grist of wood. It's the grist of corn.
I see. And how about, would you ever use a turn of meal? As like for instance?
Yeah, you could say you're going to get a turn of meal. Just as well as you could say you're going to get a grist.
Yeah, now that would be making cornmeal.
Yeah. Yeah. Ground it on old burrs, you know.
I've seen those old ones there.
Well, our neighbor up there's got a mill, cornmill. Uh-huh.
You still make your own?
No, we mostly buy it anymore. My woman, she's been sick, and she claims she can't make it anymore. And put salt and soda and stuff in it like we used to make. So I just buy the already mixed.
I see. This up here is this thing right here. Is that?
That's a bulb.
Yeah. What kind is that? Just a what?
That's a 100-watt
light
bulb.
Yeah. Now before they had electricity, what did they used to?
Oh, coal oil lamps.
And did they ever call those? Did they ever call anything else besides coal oil or stuff they burned in it?
Kerosene.
Right. Did you ever have to make one of these? Did you ever make a makeshift lamp that you just put together?
Torch. You have pine torches.
All right. Yeah. You kept those in the fireplace or up the chimney?
Well, you'd have to keep them in the fireplace, or you know.
For reading.
I've saw my father and mother go through the house with pine torches.
Uh huh. Use them for.
For a light. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, when a woman's going out in the yard to hang up clothes...
Clothes. It goes to clothesline.
And she carries them out in a...
Pans or baskets or something like that.
And on a barrel, that thing that goes all the way around that keeps the staves in place. The barrel has a couple of these. You know, on the outside that keeps the staves in place. Around things.
I don't know if I can think.
Well, they sometimes call them metal bands. You know, the metal bands on a barrel.
Maybe.
Or hooks or hoops.
Hoops on a band, on an old barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a mini one of them.
Okay. Now, the thing you push into the top of a bottle after you've opened it once already.
Cork.
Now, would it have to be made of cork to be called a cork? Could you talk about a glass cork?
Well, I guess it would. It would have to be cork.
What if it was made of rubber, what would you call it?
Well, I don't hardly know what you'd call it. It's made out of rubber. We used to have can rings, rubbers.
Yeah.
Made out of rubber.
That's right.
That'd be all they'd be used for.
Like on a mason jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a little musical instrument that people blow on.
French harps.
Yeah. And then the kind they...
Juice harps.
Yeah. Are there many people around here who play banjos and...
Well, back there used to be. They're not so many anymore. Uh-huh. Mostly just guitar now.
Uh-huh.
But I remember back on when there were several banjos and French harp player, juice harp. But not so much anymore with those two things, basically.
Now, the kind thing that you use, a tool that you use, have around the house, use for nails.
Hammer.
Yeah. And now I want to ask you about some parts of a wagon. The part of the wagon that goes up between two horses.
It's the tongue.
And on a buggy.
It's a chaise.
And on a wheel, when a wheel's put together, that little piece